What do we want?
Time travel.
When do we want it?
In the future.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, Ari knows.
I'm not prepared for this at all. It's just been hectic, so.
Well, let's just jump into this. We're going to learn as we go, Scott. We're gonna figure this out in real time.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using time travel as our time travel.
Yeah.
We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And that makes this
Time Pop.
Time Pop.
I did it first.
Too fast.
Time Pop. So we're just going to talk about time travel. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody, by the way.
Yay.
Speaking of time travel, when people are listening to this, we have survived the holidays, theoretically. I'm not in jail yet for murdering my family.
Not yet.
It's a good time. I'm still 45 when I'm recording this.
Oh, yeah.
When you're listening to this, I'm not 45 anymore.
Oh,
happy
time travel.
Belated birthday when this comes out.
Hello, hello. And we haven't even, and we're gonna hang out soon in the future. Between now and when you listen to it, Scott and Ari are gonna come watch holiday movies with Kelly and I. It's good. It's just,
how do you know? Can you see the future? You don't know these things.
That's true. I don't. Theoretically, all of this is theory.
Yeah.
I had a fun time. I did a little bit of pre-research on this. I didn't do much. But just like, I just haven't just Googled time travel in a while.
Wait, what is this? What are we talking about?
We are, the main point is to try to figure out the subgenres of time travel so we can categorize our, because time travel is kind of a big bubble. And inside of that bubble, there are different kinds of time travel, like loop, like radio. Sometimes people time travel on the radio. We don't know what to call that. What are we going to call that?
Yeah.
So this is my question. I know we talked about this. So we're breaking down time travel into subgenres, right? What are the genres within time travel? It's its own subgenre. We're going deeper into smaller subgenres. But there's, I've been doing a little bit of research, and there's different ways to look at it, right? There's the style of time travel, right? Are they going to history that they just observe? Are they going to history they can change? There's like scientific theories, or there's like types of films. Like, it's a rom-com, it's, you know, so curious how we're going to categorize it.
That's where there's like, they're going to be different categories. Like, there's loop, like Groundhog's Day would be a loop, loop comedic love story somewhere in there. Because there's the style of time travel, there's the type of movie that it just generally is, and then there's like timelines too, because then there's a separate category, kind of like, is this a multiple timeline film or a butterfly effect? So I think the best way to go about this is to kind of go through our movie list and kind of start, because the good thing, the best part about this conversation is this is going to create a new segment for our upcoming podcasts when we talk about where does this fit in to our little genres. Like, what the hell did we watch? What is this? And this is going to help us define that. And I think the best way to define that is to figure out how it fits into previous movies that we've done.
Yeah. I found one good article that lists the 8 types of time travel. Very interesting.
Is that the Almost author?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one of the best ones I've seen.
Yep. That one's very good. And then I found the other one that is the 3 theories of time travel, where there's the fixed timeline, the dynamic timeline, and the multiverse.
Yeah.
And then the different types of time travel according to movies. Awesome. So Scott found the same thing. And I just want to tell everyone out there, I purchased the Terminator films on Blu-ray.
All of them?
All of them. 1 through 6, baby.
Wow.
I wanted to do it digitally, but I can't find it digitally. And because I caught, what was I watching? I was even watching it with ads because I was working and I just wanted a movie on in the background. I was like, ooh, Terminator Genisys is on. Let's watch that. And Terminator Genisys is the best Terminator time travel movie. It's not the best Terminator movie.
Aren't most of them time travel movies?
Well, they're all time travel.
Yeah.
But it's like the difference between Back to the Future and Back to the Future 2. Like Back to the Future, I mean, there's literally twice as much time travel in Back to the Future than there is in Terminator.
It's about the quality or the quantity? You're saying quantity.
If you learn, like I said, because the other time travel movies, like the other Terminator movies, they're like three scenes away from not being a time travel movie. Like you could edit those movies in a way where it's not a time travel movie at all. And it would still be a great movie. It'd be a great action movie. But then, yeah, it's and Genisys, the fact that in Genisys, they go back to the original Terminator and fuck it up. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's something else I learned about. It never came up in our top 10 discussion, but something that ranks huge for me is rewatchability. And length of movie has a real rewatchable impact on me. Like, that's why I'm not going to watch Interstellar over and over again or Tenet over. Those are great fucking movies, but I'm not going to sit through a 3-hour movie over and over again, but I'll throw a 100-minute movie in and get a solid rewatch in before.
I'll watch Interstellar for days. I'll have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Have we had an episode that I haven't mentioned Interstellar yet? Has that happened? Or is that kind of our tradition?
Not since you came on. So yeah, so one more time, Happy New Year. Welcome to season 4 of Time Pop. We have been doing this since 2018. When was our first episode, Ari?
When did you live in your old house?
I know, because that's why I want to say 2019.
Didn't we wait 1 year?
Yeah, because I think we recorded the Family Matters episode, and then life happened, and then it wasn't until... Because See You Yesterday was released in July 2019. That's crazy. But Family Matters, I think, was recorded in 2018.
Yeah.
So we've been doing some form of this since 2018, but you people out there have known of us since July 2019. And we're back.
We're back.
So let's start at the top of the list. See You Yesterday. What kind of time travel movie is that? That's our second. That's one of two time travel movies where they carry it around in a backpack. Is there backpack time travel movies?
Yeah, so it's device, right? It's a time travel device or time travel machine. They try to make it scientific. They do a good job of glossing over the science of explaining how it works. And it's a go back in time and try to fix something, but ultimately ruin something else.
I think this is the most classic time travel trope of all. I almost call this one the classic. Someone makes an invention or they figure out a way to travel in time. They think it's cool. They go back. Like you said, yeah, have to fix it. It goes bad. At the end, they either fix it or they have to realize something or make it better or never exist.
Well, I would say the classic version, then the outcome is you can't change it. Like you've wasted all of this energy, but time gonna do what time gonna do.
Yeah. So as far as I would call this one like a time travel machine.
A fixer-upper?
So what's the difference between a machine you get into and a device that exerts energy on an area?
Any kind of machine, any kind of technology, I would put those in the same category.
So you would put the backpack of See You Yesterday in the same...
With the DeLorean.
With the DeLorean?
Yeah, time machine. It's a machine.
I don't know. I feel like there's a difference between getting in the machine and affecting an area with a device.
It's just some way to go back in time. Then they do it. It's that one with the kids too, right? The teenagers where they go back and screw things up and you got to fix it. It's the most classic time travel trope.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I don't know what you, if you want to call it a classic, you want to call it a fix it. You can, but they can alter history, right? They can alter history.
We'll get into our, right now, we'll try to define it best we can. We'll end up with some time pop versions of these words. So this is a device. So yeah, so that would be like device versus magical.
Yeah.
This would be a device. And then they definitely, I'm trying to remember See You Yesterday. Is that that's a single timeline, right? Everything butterfly effects around them.
I don't remember. Are we going to go over each movie?
Not every one, but I'm just kind of starting at the top, just using this, because if we just start blurting out terminology and genres, then they're going to get lost in the shuffle really quickly. So I'm trying to use this. So Endgame. So again, so you feel like, so Endgame, they're wearing a suit, but that's still a device. So that's not magical.
No, it's a machine.
And that's going to the idea of making an alternate, going into alternate parallel realities.
Multiple timelines.
Yeah. So it's going into that, which could be its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some time travel, you're never in your own timeline going up and forward. You're just going to alternate timelines. You're creating a new path.
I just found a problem with Endgame, I think.
No.
So they all go back to a different time, steal the stone. Then how are they able to get all come back to their original timeline in the future?
That is an issue. or that you can jump back to the original timeline. You are in another one, but somehow they figure out a way to jump back to the original timeline.
That's true. I guess you're dealing with like some serious quantum physics there.
So yeah, they call this branch reality in the eight types. Branch reality. You don't rewrite history. You split the timeline into an alternate branch timeline. The action does not change or erase the original timeline. So for examples, it shows Back to the Future 2, Avengers Endgame, Rick and Morty, Star Trek.
So just with how you time travel, like is it as easy as device and magical? Like would frequency be considered magical, or do we need a third?
I just don't know if their method is a genre, right? That's not the genre of, or is that what you're kind of saying?
We're kind of separated. We're making multiple lists. We're making types of time travel, how you time travel, and then what kind of a timeline you create within that type of time travel.
We're working on all those today. That's a lot of...
And maybe we're not going to figure it all out today. That's what this conversation... That's why we're having this conversation, because we're trying to figure this out. And I decided if we're going to go through the fucking problem of figuring this out, we should have the conversation out loud so maybe people out there can hear us and work with us and try to help us out. And if there's too many categories, then I dug myself a deep hole and we'll spend all year getting out of it.
Which one do you want to do first? Do you want to do types of ways of travel first?
Well, I feel like we should, again, by using movies to help us define it, I think we should try to use that movie to try to suss out a couple different things. And I the more I think about it, the less, this is more of an A and B than I had originally thought. Because if there are only two types of time travel, besides not talking about timelines, just types of time travel, is there more than device and magical?
Yeah, let's see. There's portal. Something like a portal is like not a device, right?
I don't know. Is a wormhole different than a DeLorean?
Yes.
Because that's created by nature.
So natural, device, magical, natural.
Sure. We can call it.
Oh, and then there's genetic.
Genetic. Yes.
Device, natural.
That's not magical.
Yeah, I would kind of...
That's not magical. It's in your genes.
If you...
I have... Our family can go in a closet and travel through time. It's this thing we've passed down from generation. That's not magic.
You're right, because only the family can do it. So that again creates kind of a double genre. You know, there's magical, and all genetic may be somewhat magical.
Yeah.
But it still deserves its own separate, that like only your son's son will be able to.
I think about butterfly effect and about time for those genetics.
And time traveler's wife.
All right. So you got device. That's most common. Natural, which is, yes, a wormhole. You find a portal. I guess Palm Springs is arguable natural or magical.
Yeah.
Depending on how you would look at it. But those can be different, I think.
So there's magical, natural, and magical genetic. Fucking see, that's what this is. This conversation is fucking great.
What would you guys call about like consciousness time traveling if you're going back in just not you, your body, but...
Well, how they do it is mechanical, but the type of time travel is consciousness.
Yeah.
So how they're, you know... Yeah, how they're doing it.
The article calls it unstuck mind. I'm not sure. It says characters conscious transport through time within their body to their life at different ages.
So they're using a machine to do it, but they're just sending back their consciousness.
Or in About Time, just going back genetically. Oh yeah, they're showing X-Men Days of Future Past as an example. Slaughterhouse-5 and Desmond in the series Lost. So that's a good example.
Slaughterhouse-5.
Unstuck Mind. Is that its own? Is consciousness traveling? Would that be genetic? I was wondering if consciousness time traveling of its own thing, but I think it falls into those. There's inventions or magic or genetics that have been able to make people do consciousness time traveling, right? Like the examples that they have here include X-Men Days of Future Past, but I think that was through superpowers. It's magic. But I think that still fits into natural or magical or genetic. I mean, magical or genetic. In the series of Lost, Desmond does that genetically, I believe.
But that's where X-Men, I think, breaks that.
It's with superpowers, though. It's like a psychic, like someone with powers is sending him back.
But it's through consciousness. He's only...
Right.
He's going back through...
But is that another type of time travel? Or does it fit into magical in the case of superpowers or genetic in case of Desmond? Slaughterhouse-5, I don't remember.
Slaughterhouse-5, that was one of my dad's favorite movies, so I've seen the
film. We should do that one.
Yeah, we definitely should. Because that one's definitely Unstuck Mind because he has no control over his bouncing around and he's just bouncing through different times of his mind. But no, with X-Men, because it's someone else exacting consciousness time travel onto him.
But that's magic. What about superpowers? It's kind of magic.
Oh, yeah.
Or genetic if you want to talk about X-Men.
I think consciousness needs to be in there somewhere. It needs to be in there.
It's a different method of time traveling, right?
Yeah, because you're not, your body isn't going anywhere. You're just sending your consciousness back.
Yeah.
And not your body.
I mean, that fits into those, the A types of time travel, really, right? And some you can only observe and some you just go back with consciousness and some you're in a loop.
What are observable ones?
What does that mean? Were you just looking?
Yeah.
I was thinking about like deja vu.
Oh.
Where you can observe, you can go in there, but you can't affect it.
They eventually go back completely in deja vu. In the beginning, right, they can only observe it, but then he actually travels.
Yeah.
Is there any other films you guys can think of where you only can time travel, like observe, like the three of us can just see 1965. We can walk in, but we can't affect things. Besides A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
That one movie where he took the like drug pill to go back in time.
But they saw him, right?
They eventually can change things. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, I guess we don't really have many, just observing only.
Yeah.
It's interesting because that concept for time travel doesn't make for a great story.
Nope.
Right? Because you just go and see.
Ooh, dinosaurs.
Yeah. Whee! And then you come back and there's no conflict. There's no
consequence. Yeah.
Consequences. But
that's why we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
There's the Anything Goes. Characters travel back and forth in their historical timeline. Back to the Future, Bill and Ted's, Hot Tub Time Machine, Austin Powers.
Now that would be a timeline, right? The Anything Goes. Where you're just like...
It goes against a lot of logic, yeah. Wow, they say the approach is more science fantasy and science fiction with no real world science. The fact like you can just go back and do it and come back and there's not that exact like when you come back, the world's different. That doesn't exist. It's just like, yeah. Like that Marty McFly comes back and they're in the same house. It's just nicer. And the same amount of kids are born. There's so many... If he changed the way his parents met, they wouldn't have maybe slept together at all the right times. They would have been doing something else. The ramifications would be so much more huge than just everyone's the same in the same house, but everything's just better.
And then there's one way time travel. That's something that needs to be addressed. Whether you're just getting like Looper is just a one way. Just you're sent back and you're done. Because it's weird because they talk about Looper, how like time travel is just a thing. But then the way they utilize it, it's totally just a one way trip.
Right. But I don't remember if that ended up making a loop or was it a closed loop?
Well, it doesn't matter because you still can only time travel in one direction.
But Terminator, you can only travel in one direction, and that was still a loop. I mean, it always happened that way.
But again, now I think we're getting into kind of a third definition of time travel, where can you use your machine to go wherever you want, or are you just launched back in time?
Right. It depends, again, what you're trying to, if you're just trying to categorize the type of time travel or the way that they do it.
I'm trying to categorize everything that entails a time travel movie. And so we have time travel types, we have timelines, we have, you know, time travel style. I don't know what this would be called, but I think it's worth discussing or denoting when we're talking about a movies, whether it's a one-way trip or whether you can use your machine to go back and forth, or sometimes you just return. Sometimes you don't keep your machine with you, but you know, it's you're on a time, you know, in an hour from now, you're going to be sucked back to your original timeline. I think that's worth, when we're talking about what kind of time travel movie, I think that's worth bringing up.
What about the loop that's always happened that way and always has to? This always happened. All of time is fixed on a predestined loop in which the very act of time travel itself sets the events of the story into motion. Yep. Like Terminator, 12 Monkeys, Interstellar, The Butterfly Effect.
Predestination. Any good time travel movie.
Those are the ones with the least amount of holes. But yeah, that means that there was no first, which is always hard to wrap your head around. There was never the first time it happened and they traveled from the United States. It's always been that way, which means all time is happening at the same time.
So is that a fixed? What do we call that? What did you call it?
Predestined loop. Maybe that's a better title. Where the time travel is a part of the loop.
And those don't always come off as a, because we think of loop movies like Groundhog's Day, where it's just a constant immediate loop. But then, yeah, like you said, like Terminator is, you know, decades and decades. But in the end, it always loops.
All right. And predestination is a great example. Yeah. Predestined loop. I like that. Then there's just time loop is just, that is Groundhog Day, Edge of Tomorrow, all those films. It uses Primer as an example for this. Does that make sense to you guys?
In which one?
The Unstuck Body. It says the character becomes physically detached from the flow of time with the surrounding universe, becoming inverted or younger. Only certain objects or bodies are unstuck from time.
No.
It lists Primer, and I'm trying to go in my mind of how that makes sense.
Not younger, but going back in time. They're separating themselves from time.
Oh, I guess since it's not instantaneous.
But if you're not becoming younger, if I go back 2 days, but I'm me at my same age, I'm not becoming inverted or younger, but I am separated from time.
Because you're going in the machine and having to wait that whole time before you come out. So it is more of an unsticking than a instantaneous time travel device.
Inverted, just going backwards.
Because think of it in the same way as Tenet, because Tenet's on that list as well. And Tenet is not an instantaneous time travel. It's a, you have to go through that whole experience to get back where you started.
But waiting 2 days, I don't know if that's, I get being inverted in Tenet, you are actually moving backwards in time as you are now. But with the time, but that time matters. You're not just jumping back. You're actually living through that time. I guess that's what they mean. Primer is waiting for that amount of time going backwards. I told you, I got one for Desmond's favorite kind of film that I call the mindfuck films. To me, that's a genre. That's a subgenre. And I put Triangle and 41 or whatever. And what's the other hotel room one?
The Infinite Man.
Yeah. And Time Crimes. I put that in the mindfuck film. That is just, there's a device. There's a simple thing going on. Then the next level of him, there's like four or five of them. And you're trying to pay attention is who. I feel like that's his own genre. And it's Desmond's favorite. And it makes your mind bend. And you have to draw a graph for it.
Yeah. Do we run into any? Because all movies that are about a paradox end up not being right. Like, are there any movies that we've watched where they end up ruining everything? It always comes back to, oh, this is how it's always happened. It just didn't feel like it at the time.
Well, there's like the sacrifice that has to be made, right? Like there's like the Butterfly Effect where he had to like not have the relationship with her, or in the other darker version, he had to never be born. Wasn't there a similar one besides that where like they tried to fix it and it never worked and they had to make some big sacrifice?
The Hawaii one.
The Hawaii one, which one?
The one that was filmed on Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Cassette tape one?
Yeah, press play.
Yeah, is that the one where it was? I'm confusing that with the map of tiny things.
Where she had to just not meet him.
Yeah.
So he could go to college.
Right. But yeah, so there's the thing where it is hopeless. Where I'm sort of. You have to make the sacrifice. I mean, films try to put a happy ending on it still.
Would Edge of Tomorrow be a genetic time loop? Because it's because he gets splattered with their blood.
Oh, that's a good point. Is Alien a method? It's not technology.
It's not.
Is it? Would you call it alien or would you call it genetic? It's not like he's born with it, though.
But it's because it gets into his bloodstream.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting
that he is allowed to do it.
Maybe alien is a category. What about the one that you hate? Where they use sound to like time travel.
Oh.
And the whole film, you realize, ends up as like.
Not contact.
No, not contact.
Oh. Arrival.
Is that technically alien created time travel?
Yeah.
Also, maybe it is its own category. Maybe it is a form. Device, natural, magical, genetic, alien. Because I feel like getting alien blood to time travel is different than like, oh, our family's passed this from generation to generation. It's rare. It might just be those two films. Device, natural, magical, genetic, alien. Interesting.
How about science? we'll just have one check mark. Science, not science.
Yeah, it's never just science because science just doesn't do it on its own. How'd you travel? Science. Just some carbon.
And, math.
Yeah. Math, maybe.
I think we've got a good base. Those can kind of get mixed around. Like there's magical genetical, there's device, conscious, you know, whatever. Let's go down to timelines. So there's one timeline, butterfly effect.
Yep.
And then there's what anything goes. I like that.
There's Avengers Endgame theory that you split off when you make a change, it makes a splitting timeline.
Would that be multiple / branch reality?
Do we consider that multiverse? I mean, it can be. It just means you make a change and it splits off a different timeline, but that there must be tons of timelines. So many loops, so little time.
Mind fuck magical natural loop.
Yeah.
That's the name of the book we're publishing.
Okay, well, I think we have a great base. That's all I was trying to get. I know this is going to be an open-ended conversation. I just wanted to give us some basic terminology to use so we can, going forward, like I said, we have an official new segment on Time Pop called What Kind of Time Travel Movie Is This? And we've got some good base terminology to start with, and I'm sure as we go, we will come up with some new terms and some new definitions. But we, after 70 movies, Scott said it best when he said, we are thought leaders in the time travel movie.
Pat myself on the back. We've put in the time. We've got our PhD in time travel movie enthusiasm.
I don't know if we have a PhD. We definitely have our undergrad. And I think we start our master's this year.
Is it really 70 movies? We've done 70 movies?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, we have.
It really shows you how mainstream time travel stories have become in a short amount of time, you know, like the 1980s, that was Back to the Future. And then it just kind of accelerated from there.
I think there's a lot of really interesting TV we can bust out into this season. A lot of interesting time travel TV.
Yeah, we'll figure out. If you out there know of some good time travel TV shows and know a great episode that would be, you know, a good place for us to launch off of without having to watch the whole series or without our listeners having to watch the whole series, please let us know. But we are going to start. We started the season off with this conversation. But in 2 weeks, the next episode. Scott, do you know what we're doing?
Meet cute.
Yeah.
Meet cute
is the newest addition to the Time Travel Loop movie Wikipedia page. A Manhattan native, Sheila, discovers a time machine in a nail salon and uses it to continually fix elements of a date she had the previous night.
Meet cute.
Uh-oh, Scott.
Meet cute.
Are we going to have to get Peacock for this?
Oh, the Peacock app?
It's a Peacock original movie.
We have it. Yeah, it's free.
Oh, it's free on Peacock? That means there's going to be commercials?
I think just one at the beginning and then not for the rest.
Oh, boo.
I know. Ari's really disappointed. Ari loves commercials. She loves them.
It's Kaylee Cuoco and Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's it's watchable. Can watch that tonight.
Totally. We're not going to watch it tonight. But, I mean, I would, but Kelly needs to watch something fun. But I love Kaylee Cuoco, and Pete Davidson is, what's the word I'm looking for? I can stand him.
That's good.
I'm not on the Pete Davidson train as much as the rest of the nation seems to be, but I don't hate him. This is going to be a lot of fun, I think, going forward and using this next year's worth of movies to help us define this list. And another thing we're going to do, listeners, we're going to use these later on this year. We are probably going to do some more top 10 lists, but we're going to do maybe some more refined top 10 lists and maybe just do a rom-com list or just do a loop list or something like that. And
I'm still itching to do 11 through 20 also.
And
because this is where, you know, well, we thought we'd be similar 1 to 10 and we were different. But now, 11 through 20, that's the Wild West. Who knows where that's going to go? I can just tell you that I'm definitely going to have Edge of Tomorrow in my 11th.
By the way, people out there, this is Scott's MO. If you tell him, if you guys are trying to figure out what movies to watch, you'll all throw out five movies. And then just when you're about ready to pick one of those five movies, he'll go, oh, what about these three? So we've done our top 10. And Scott's just like,
yeah, on 11 to 20. They should know the top 20.
Scott, I think you should do 1 through 70.
1 through 70.
We've had 70 movies, so I think you should just put them all in order.
Summer shows.
It's all right. And that's another thing we're going to do sooner than later, Scott. You have to figure out what classic episode of Time Pop that you weren't on that we're going to redo.
Oh.
We're going to do a remix, a Scott Lifton remix of a classic Time Pop episode.
How about Interstellar?
You were on that one.
Or was I?
All right, everyone. Scott, Ari, I will see you in an hour or so. Everyone else out there, we will see you in 2 weeks. Where is my thing? Here it is.
Unless inverted entropy happens, and then we'll all be back here.
Thank you for listening to Time Top. Time Top. Thank you for listening to Time Pop. We hope you have enjoyed this journey through time. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are at time_pop_pod. Keep sending us great movie recommendations to timepoppod@gmail.com. Please, please, please keep sending us great movie recommendations. I'm excited this year to do lots of stuff that you guys definitely want to hear. Send those to timepoppod@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy, spirituality, the Wheel of Time, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Inverted Entropy.
Bye.
Bye.
Should we start over, Desmond?
No.
Okay. I feel like we should...
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Device natural, magical, genetic, alien.